morning, everybody. This is the member conduct panel, and the date is the 14th of December 2022. Please note that the public part of this meeting is being recorded, and the recording will be made available on the Council's website following the meeting. Under the Openness of Local Government Bodies regulations, people may film or record this meeting, and this is outside the Council's control. However, people wishing to film or record the meeting should do so in a way that does not disrupt the business of the meeting. So therefore, can I ask everyone to either switch off their mobile phones or turn them to silent so that the meeting is not interrupted. The first item on the agenda is the apologies for absence. I have received no apologies for absence. The panel requires all three voting members to be present and to be quorate, and I can confirm that is the case today. Item number two on the agenda is the appointment of chair. Please can I ask for nominations for the chair of the panel, please?
Can I nominate Councillor Murphy to be the chair?
Councillor Murphy. Is everybody in agreement with that? Yes, that's clear. Thank you. So I'm now going to pass over to Councillor Murphy, who has been voted in as the chair of the panel. Thank you.
Thank you, Karen. Item number three, disclosures of pecuniary interests and other regrettable and non-registrable interests. Are there any? I'll take that as none. Thank you very much. Item number four, exempt information. It is recommended that the members of the press and public be excluded from the meeting during the consideration of the following item, on the grounds that it will involve the likely disclosure of exempt information as defined in paragraph 1 of part 1 of Schedule 12A of the Local Government Act 1972. And the public interest in maintaining exemption outweighs the public interest of disclosing the information. The information in the report refers to personal information that would identify the complainant and their address, and also information relating to other persons. The complainant does not wish to be publicly identified, and it would therefore not be appropriate to make any personal information publicly available. I would ask for a second up and confirm this result.
I'll second that.
Keith, is that okay?
Yes.
It's okay then. All in favour.